Hey there, welcome back to 7-Minute Books. I'm Sam, and today we're talking about Abraham Verghese's The Covenant of Water. Sophie, I've got to say, this book absolutely wrecked me in the best way.
Oh, same here.
Yeah, Supia.
This is one of those novels that feels like it contains a whole world. It's set in Kerala, India, and spans from 1900 to the 1970s, following a family that carries this bizarre and tragic condition. Members keep drowning in fresh water, even in a bathtub. But it's so much more than that mystery.
Right, the condition. It's this autonomic dysfunction, where they lose consciousness when they touch fresh water. But Verghese isn't really writing a medical thriller. He's using that as a backdrop for this sprawling family saga about love, faith, and resilience.
Exactly.
And the story starts with a 12-year-old girl, Bigamachi, who's married off to a 40-year-old widower. She becomes the matriarch, who anchors the whole novel. Her life is one of quiet endurance and deep faith, and she makes a covenant with God. If her prayers are answered, she'll build a church.
That covenant becomes a thread that runs through generations. It's not about a promise that everything will be okay. It's about staying faithful even when everything falls apart. I think that's what got me most about this book.
Yeah, and Verghese weaves in other characters too. There's a Scottish doctor named Digby Kilger who comes to India haunted by his own past. And a Swedish surgeon, Rune Orkvist, who becomes a mentor to Big Amachi's son, Philippos.
The mentorship between Rune and Philippos is one of my favorite parts. Rune is this charismatic, wounded man, and Philippos is a sensitive boy who finds his calling as a doctor through him. It's a relationship that transcends culture and generation.
And then there's Mariama, Big Amachi's granddaughter, who becomes a doctor herself. She represents the tension between tradition and modernity. She studies in Edinburgh, but comes back to Kerala, trying to honor her roots while forging her own path.
What's amazing is how Verghese makes the setting a character too. Perambil, the family home, is a rubber plantation. You can feel the monsoon rains, smell the spices, hear the sounds of the plantation. It's so immersive.
And water is everywhere, right? It's both life-giving and death-dealing. The rains bring fertility, but they also trigger drownings. The title, The Covenant of Water, suggests a pact with this elemental force, but it's never fully fulfilled. The family has to live with that uncertainty.
That tension between trust and fear, faith and doubt, is at the heart of the human experience. Verghese explores it with such sensitivity. He doesn't offer easy answers, especially about suffering.
Right.
Big Amachi's faith is simple and profound, but the novel also shows characters wrestling with doubt. Some find comfort in faith, others in the simple act of living well. It's all part of the tapestry.
And the medicine in this book is portrayed as a human encounter, not just a science. Verghese is a physician himself, and he shows that healing is about presence and compassion, even when there's no cure.
Honestly, this novel made me think about the covenants we make in our own lives, the promises we keep, the ones we break, and how they shape us. That's the takeaway for me.
Yeah, I think that's it. It's about love as a practice, not just a feeling. Choosing to stay faithful even when it's hard.
And if you want to go deeper, the whole library's over on 7minutebooks.com/app with over 6,000 plus fiction and nonfiction titles you can read or listen to in any language. It starts at $2.99 a month, $9.99 a year, or $19.99 once for lifetime access.
So that's The Covenant of Water, a masterpiece about living with uncertainty and finding meaning in the midst of chaos.
Absolutely. We'll see you in the next one.